Our guest in the cafe this morning is Clipper Review editor Cindy Roller. Good morning.
How are you doing today, John Mark?
Well, it's getting to be the end of the summer, but there's good things and bad things about that. And you brought a guest with you.
I did. I brought the mayor of Sulphur Springs, John Sellers.
John, welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're not as pretty as the previous mayor.
Sorry.
Emily Glass. We enjoyed having her come over and visit. But you all, you're not directly elected as the mayor, but you are elected as council members, and then you just kind of go in something of a rotation?
Somewhat. Not always is it a rotation, but a lot of times which council person has a desire to be mayor, then the council elects that person as the mayor for the year.
So you just kind of agree of
right,
somebody's
right.
going to be mayor for a couple of years.
Right. And then we have a formal vote, but we kind of sit down and talk about it before.
And so you have been mayor before?
Yes, this is my second term as mayor.
I see. So do you know how long this will be? Or?
No, it'll probably be a year. I'll probably have all of it I need in a year's time.
A year's time. All right. Well, we're very interested here in commerce, of course, in the revitalization that's taken place in Sulphur Springs. And you all call it the Celebration Plaza.
Yeah.
Now.
The Plaza or Celebration City.
Celebration City. And yes. That's an apt name for it, because it is pretty spectacular.
Thank you. Of course,
you all worked with Tool Design in doing that, the city planning company, and now Commerce is working.
Wonderful.
With Tool Design. So what should we, in Commerce now, what should the folks in Commerce expect? It's not going to happen overnight.
No, it's not going to happen overnight. That's the one thing you got to do is have a little patience. And, you know, hopefully, like when we started, which was actually before I actually got on the council, we started basically with our main street, first block off of the square, totally redoing that road and kind of making it the prototype for what everything was going to look like, the new, you know, using the brick and having the trees line the street. And it was just kind of the way we started out. But that took a little while. And then we had to tear up all the square, and we had to live through the square being all torn up and totally redesigned. And then we did Conley Street, which is another main street. But anyway, it has been well worth it.
Mm-hmm. What has been the result for the city of Sulphur Springs?
Well, number one is everyone is coming downtown again. I grew up there, and of course, I'm about the age that downtowns were already starting to die as I was growing up. And then I lived away, and when I came back, downtown was really dead. It was just the two banks and the courthouse, and that was it, as it is in many places. Now, you go down there on Friday and Saturday night, and it's alive. And there's always something happening on the square. The restaurants are full. We've got a lot of new restaurants that we're adding more retail, which is great because you need the mix. You don't need it to be all food. And anyway, it's just wonderful to go downtown and see the people and to see. And then what's really cool is I work downtown also. So during the day, I see all these people that are just walking our square or looking at things, and we're getting a lot of tourism traffic now, and it's really exciting to see. And people are talking about every place I go now. People say, "Oh, you're the town that's redone your downtown." Mm-hmm. A lot more than just the bathrooms.
Yeah, the glass. Yeah. That got I couldn't believe how much attention that got.
Know.
It was a start.
It was a start, but I didn't want it to be the hook.
The mirrored bathroom.
Yes, the mirrored bathroom. But anyway,
We're talking with the new mayor of Sulphur Springs, relatively new, John Sellers, and Clipper Review's editor Cindy Roller sitting in with us as well. There's a particular tax plan that goes with this?
Yes, it's called a TIF district. And what it basically, and we had to get all the tax entities involved. And what it was based on is a lot of the money that was used to fund a lot of the downtown projects was at the beginning where everything was valued, the values of the buildings. Then as we improved and the building's value started going up, that difference of the new increase in values, that particular part of the tax money was put right back into the development of downtown. So that's not covered all of it, but we hope that continues to grow and grow. So.
And you have to have buy-in from the business community,
don't
you?
Of course you do. You have to have that buy-in. You have to all realize that you've got to do this together.
And it's not, and the city, this is not a city project per se.
No, not per se. No, I mean, the city, our city was involved a lot in it. As a matter of fact, we've used our crews to do a lot of the actual construction instead of using outside. A lot of our, you know, they built those two new streets. We didn't use an outside street contractor. But anyway, but it's the city, it's the business people, it's convincing everybody that this is the way to go.
John Sellers, Mayor of Sulphur Springs, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
And Cindy Roller.
Thank you.
With the Cooper Review. We are starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.